Hello and welcome to Connections, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. It is Wednesday, and Rick, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hi, Bill. Another lovely day, beautiful sunshine, and no wind today.
Nice. Very nice. Mm. And so we've got a very nice day, looking at 60s, I guess, today. And joining us will be Bob Wong from the Kowloon Restaurant, the legendary Kowloon Restaurant. You know where it is, right across from the Hilltop there on Route 1. Hilltop's gone.
Can't miss it. Yeah.
But they've made some news last week, or actually a little over a week ago, when they announced that they were thinking of or trying to put up a screen for outdoor movies, as well as now some outdoor seating as well. Well, we'll get the plan behind.
I can't wait yet to listen to that, but they caught my eye a few weeks ago, Bill, when restaurants started to open up for the, takeout and so on, and they were offering great big containers of Mai Tais with their takeout. So, great place to go.
Yeah, Mai Tai, but no alcohol in the Mai Tai. You have to bring it home and put your own alcohol into the Mai Tai, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's so that.
Oh,
I'm
As Rosanna Dan would say, never mind.
Speaking of Rosanna Dan, Gilda Radner, I saw online today that she, her passing is the anniversary of that. She died on May 20th. I don't even know the year, but it's was a long time ago. Obviously, it's tragic. But the very first cast member selected for Saturday Night Live.
And is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she passed away on. On this date, on a number of years ago, so very.
Well, we need someone. We need someone like Shaughnessy, who will give us this day in history. Because I know May 20 is a big day in NASA history for space flights, but I can't remember exactly if it was Alan Shepard or who. It wasn't John Glenn. His was February 20, I believe. But we got to get a Shaughnessy-like character on here.
and Cher is 74 years old. We had that in North Shore today. So Cher is 74.
How old is her face?
Her face is much younger. Her face has been updated many times.
Oh, that
so
was nice.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, that's vicious.
Sorry.
I was thinking of bringing this up, but now you've just sparked this. The changes or the interactions in Washington between Speaker Pelosi and the president, and he calls her a mental case, has mental issues, and she calls him fat and or obese, morbidly obese. Oh man,
there are a couple of leaders, right? That's something we should look up to as a country, both of them.
Yeah, and it makes despite the issues that we may have with our Massachusetts politicians, man, they look a lot better than that, don't they? Oh my gosh,
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Hey, and the good news, I was reading through that list of Governor Baker's phases and so on, and I'm getting pumped up because I think it's next Monday the beaches will be reopened. Under what restrictions, we don't know. But at least they're going to start to open up some of the areas where people can get out. And I was actually out and about yesterday. I had to get some materials at the building center in Gloucester, and it was open for business. It wasn't, of course, crowded in there, and everybody had face coverings on. But, Bill, it was kind of a weird feeling being out yesterday, and a lot of people did not have face coverings on, and it felt very strange. I haven't felt strange putting on a mask going in grocery shopping, yet I did going into the building center after the reopening. So I think this is going to take some adjustment on my part. I know that.
Yeah. So, but I know there's still a lot of things. People with like gym owners. They can't open till the end of June at the very earliest. And I'm not passing judgment on this. Restaurants are still weeks away from really being able to open up, and we'll see what happens. We'll just see. Hopefully, the numbers are better and improve. And I'm not going to read this, but I know both newspapers have that. The Salem News and the Daily Item of Lynn have stories on the current COVID cases, if you will, and they are trending lower. But that's what you would expect. Or after all that we're doing, you'd hope the cases are trending lower. But we'll see. So what are we in the middle of May, Rick?
Beyond
the middle of May.
we're almost past it, I think.
Yeah, I think we are. May 20th.
The Gloucester Times has the Cape Ann numbers posted, and I haven't been updating these, so I don't know. But Gloucester has 211 cases last Wednesday, confirmed at least 11 have died. Rockport, 73, including 37 patients in long-term or congregant living facilities. Essex, 22 confirmed cases on Tuesday morning. And this is for the overall time period that, they've been counting things. Manchester, 15. There were 30 confirmed cases of coronavirus at Beverly Hospital and Addison Gilbert Hospital on Tuesday morning. That's combined. That's down 3 from Monday. So, you know, yeah, the numbers are looking better, thank goodness.
Yeah, those numbers have been going down. One of the things that we had talked about, Rick, and with a number of different guests over the last several weeks is the budget impact. And we got a little taste of that today in the Salem News and Dustin Luca's story that Salem, the city of Salem, facing what would be an $8 million budget gap. So they're saying now, it's weird, that saying that the obviously, Salem depends on tourist money, but there's money that's not coming in that they would normally get. And then also in the story, they're citing the state aid would be lower. And I'm not sure about how that works. But anyways, they are working under the guidance, and I'm sure they know better than little old me, that they're looking at an $8 million budget gap. Whether how significant that is, we'll wait and see, but they are... They had a budget retreat over the weekend, as they might normally do this time of year, and that's the news that they're getting at this point. Of course, all things are on the table, and it's a very fluid situation, both in each city and town, but also down at the State House in Boston. So something to watch.
Yeah, yeah, and I hope to be getting the story from Gloucester next week. I'll be able to track that down a little bit better and make some more appointments with the mayor and so on. And I do want to mention that there is... a meeting coming up. What is it? It's going to be a webinar interview. I don't understand that. Anyway, it's a Zoom meeting for the superintendent's job in Gloucester, and they're going to be talking with three people this week. Let's see. It's one of the finalists is Kurt Laosco, who is an associate superintendent for human resources for High School District 214 in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Whew, that's a mouthful. That Zoom meeting will be on Thursday. You'll have to go to the Gloucester Times to get all that, you know, the entire URL. Lori A. Gallivan is the Executive Director of Curriculum Instruction and Accountability for Winthrop Public Schools. Wow, a Director of Accountability in a school system. Man, that would scare the bejeebers out of me. She'll speak with the school committee on Friday at 4 p.m. Susan E. Kustka and Nan Kiff Murphy were interviewed on Monday. Kustka was most recently assistant superintendent for administration and personnel at Weymouth, and Murphy is a statewide system of support assistance lead for the Mass. You know, Bill, I never knew there were so many different titles here in education. And then there's Ben Lummis, who is the interim superintendent for the public schools of Brookline. He spoke with the school committee on Tuesday. So they are down to, I guess, just two more interviews coming up. So check the times for that, and Gloucester will have a new superintendent of schools pretty soon.
You got it. All right. This is Connections, and we're on MSONewsSports.com. Bob Wong from the Kowloon Restaurant on Route 1 North in Saugus is joining us. And, Bob, welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes to say hello with us.
Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, you've been making some news in the sense that you're trying to deal with this coronavirus and the limited restaurants are so limited with what they can do, which is right now just takeout. But you're trying to take it a step further and build an outdoor movie theater there for this summer?
Yeah, yes, we are. And again, there's a couple of caveats to that. One is we have to make sure we get all the correct zoning permits and whatnot from the town, which we'll put our application in, which we just did, and then see where it goes from there. The second is we have to wait for the correct phase, I think probably phase two perhaps, and again that's up in the air depending on how well the state is doing. But if it's phase two, we're hoping by June 8th we'll be able to get permitting and the permission to have outdoor seating, and at that point we'll try to put a drive-in movie theater, which is not going to be large in size, but it'll be fun and intimate in size, and hopefully it'll take off and see where it goes.
So those of us that do remember the old drive-in movie theaters, because I'm probably a lot older than you, Bob, but it won't be that big like the old theaters. It'll be a little smaller maybe. Huh?
Well, it'll be a lot smaller. It'll probably be about 50 cars, and we're hoping to have some tables out there as well. The idea basically came about we would be offering only takeout, like you said, during this time, and we would see people grab the takeout, and then naturally they can't eat in the dining room. They go outside in the parking lot. and three or four cars would gather, and people in each of the cars would kind of gather around, naturally social distancing, and they'd be eating the takeout. Some would be actually lawn chairs, believe it or not, and they would have their takeout and eat it and, you know, converse and be able to have dinner with friends or family out there. So we kind of like got the idea, and we saw that and said, geez, it'd be great if they could do it out in the parking lot on a more established basis, and especially with the uncertainty of what we're going to be able to do and not be able to do. We said outdoor seating, I think it's going to be encouraged, and that's where we took the first step in thinking of doing a car hop. Naturally, the car hop was going to be able to, people could park their car, bring out some furniture, like chairs, and sit down and have their meal that they bought from the Kowloon as takeout. We were going to take it a step further and maybe offer entertainment where we can have maybe cordon off the area so it'd be safe and kind of like throw out some music, whether it's a country music singer or whatever we decide to do. And then from there we said, geez, we can even take it a step further. We put a big screen out there and show movies, and actually wouldn't be first-run movies because that can get kind of crazy. But, you know, putting up older movies that were classics that people wouldn't mind seeing again. And that's where we are today. And I guess some of the media outlets heard about it, and it kind of, like, took off like crazy. So even if I don't want to do it, I have to do it now. So
You're going to let everybody down. You're right. Yeah.
Exactly. But I'm trying to get all the costs and all the permits in line, and we'll see what happens.
It's funny, though, when you – but, you know, as a restaurateur, you know the guidelines that are likely coming down. And I know you have a big space inside as well, but still you feel that you need to be outside to make this work, right?
Definitely. And, again, we don't – because of the uncertainty, no one knows it. It really depends. This is the first time everybody's gone through this, so you can't say right or wrong what we're doing because no one's had a – had a situation like this before, so we have to kind of like go with the flow, and the flow seems to be, first of all, going towards outdoor seating as being safer than inside, and the second fact is the fact that inside will probably be have some social distancing requirements, and because of that, we know our seating capacity will be perhaps reduced greatly, limited, and we're not sure again. So by having outdoor, we're kind of like subsidizing what we're losing inside. And hopefully we can hire more people back and stay afloat like everybody else does. So,
Bobby, what do you hear from you know, your fellow restaurateurs, if you will? I mean, what is the real impact? I mean, there's a lot of restaurants right on Route 1 for sure. And, you know, and obviously those guys are just completely, I mean, they've taken a huge hit.
Right. I feel, you know, the Massachusetts restaurant association is doing the best they can in terms of trying to work with naturally state and local officials to come up with a great plan. Unfortunately, you know, because of the length of time this has taken, and again, it's no fault of anybody other than the virus, of course, you know, there's going to be some restaurants that do better, some that may not survive. You know, people that are being able to do takeout where they did takeout before seems to be a bit more successful than the people that all of a sudden decided to take out as a whim, because people never really looked at it as a takeout restaurant. And then there's some restaurants that didn't even bother open. So hopefully, you know, people were strong enough before this happened that once we get the clearance to start opening in whatever capacity we are going to be opening, they'll be strong enough that they all can open, because the more restaurants there are, the more success, you know, people come out in droves and restaurants, and the more to choose from, the better for everybody. So,
yeah, I know that, you know, restaurants are so, you know, you're not really built to do the takeout in a great volume, the kind of volume that you need to do. But, you know, Bob, what I was thinking is, how about like they have at Dunkin' Donuts, a drive-through window for Chinese food? How can you make that work?
Yeah, we actually tried to figure that out in our building at one time. But unfortunately, the way the building's constructed, you'll be on the wrong side of the road to come by the takeout counter. And wrong side of the window, it's basically, unfortunately, we won't be able to do that. I think because of what we've experienced with curbside and the success, and that's what the customer wants, I think we're going to try to push that even after the restaurant gets to reopen fully, and really push that aspect of that service for our customers, because I think that's taken a different life of its own, and it seems like that's the way people want to do. But definitely we were able to do drive-through. That would have been a huge benefit. But the way the building's constructed, it won't work right now for us. So I envy the ones that do have it, though. I think they're doing very well with it. So.
Yeah, but even a regular restaurant, though, they don't really have like a drive-through window, again, other than a Dunkin' Donuts or, you know, one of those places. But, yeah, I've got all these great ideas for you, you know. But
I can't wait.
But I think once we hang up, you'll want to leave me alone. I get it. I hear you.
Never.
But you know, what are you hearing about the time? Circling back to the outdoor seating, to the screen or whatever. It sounds to me, even if the screen deal doesn't go through with the permitting and stuff, and I guess you would have to, you know, apply for permits for outdoor seating as well. You know, that is more likely to move forward for sure. Anyways, I would think.
I think that well, and I think the permitting process might be, you know, the state as well as local officials trying to make it a little less cumbersome and a little less time in the terms of the time frame, reduce the time frame to get all the permits and approvals. I think they're really trying to reduce it a lot, and we appreciate that as restaurants or any business. So, you know, it still looks like it'll be 3 weeks away before they make a determination on whether we can do it. And hopefully if the permitting process is quicker, you know, we'll be able to get something done hopefully sometime next month. And that's what we're shooting for. And I think every other restaurant and other businesses are hopefully looking for that great start in June as well.
Yeah, you haven't missed too many days of outdoor dining so far this spring. Maybe a couple, but not too many for sure. Yeah.
It's funny you said that because I was praying for rain every day because I don't feel so bad. But today looks beautiful and this whole week looks beautiful. I said, I guess can't have everything.
That's funny how you think like that. Yeah, that's well, Bob, anything else to share with us about the Kowloon? And clearly, I mean, this has got to be the biggest thing that's ever hit the restaurant industry, you know, in decades and decades, and maybe for 100 years, I would think, right?
Oh, definitely. We've gone through a couple of recessions, but this is definitely no one's experienced this before, and you know, hopefully we'll make it through it well. This happens to be our 70th anniversary this year, so we were planning a big bash, but we're going to put it off and have a big, huge party next year. So, you know, we just keep going, plugging along, and hopefully better times ahead soon.
All right, Bob. Anything else you want to plug about the restaurant at all? What's the best-selling takeout item on the menu? Is there one thing or two things?
The appetizers is definitely number one. We sell 50% of our sales are appetizers, and Crab Rangoon and Chicken Fingers are the top two. And we're serving Mai Tai mixes that seem to be going very well as well. So you have to buy your alcohol.
Well, that's going to change soon. Yeah.
Well, hopefully. You never know.
I know. Well, Bob, thanks so much for taking some time to join us. We really appreciate it. And best of luck to you and, of course, all the other restaurateurs out there that are really struggling. We are thinking of you, and hopefully this all works out. It's kind of exciting, I guess.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. It's great, and hopefully everybody will come out of it fine and safe. So thank you.
No, great way to close it. Bob Wong from the Kowloon Restaurant with us.
A daily news podcast for the North Shore. North Shore Today. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7. As we keep you connected with the North Shore.
And we're back on Connections. Just a quick wrap here with Rick. You know, Rick, I got this story today. We're talking Route 1 food here with Bob Wong from Kowloon Restaurant. But Cane's Donuts on Route 1 in Saugus is selling donut kits so that fans of the staple, meaning the donut, can decorate their own donuts. So this is a story in the item today. Inspired by pizza places that have started selling similar build-your-own options, owner Paul DeLillo has said that he will offer something fun for the entertainment people stuck inside their homes due to the coronavirus pandemic. Man, we're eating enough, you know, we're staying in. Is this the best thing for us? You know, and they got a nice photo of David Antolini with donuts and the donut kit and how you, you know, man, it reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where Kramer was going to, I think it was build your own pie pizza. Was it pizza or something? Or was it even it more stupid than that? Where, people, you know, when they get pizza to go, you know, they want to come in and pick it up and go, you know, but so the joke was that you'd come in, you know, you roll your own dough, you put your toppings on, you know, it'd take you, I don't know, probably 45 minutes and then you'd walk out with your pizza or whatever it was. So, obviously it was funnier on the show than I'm explaining it here, but,
well, listen, I've been reading about, I guess a lot of features in, you know, news articles and magazines and online and stuff about people having, you know, some unexpected free time, and people have been working around the houses. They've been working the gardens and, you know, picking up new skills, I guess. I'm not one of them. Are you?
No, not yet. You know, maybe that day will come. You know, if we can continue to be locked down and something happens, you know, I get hit by lightning strikes here. You know what I mean? Maybe that will happen. But, you know, I was just thinking, you talk about Route One food, and man, I mean, if you were really looking to pack on the pounds, you got going into Boston. If you're going in the morning, you've got Cane's Donuts going south. Coming home, you've got the Kowloon heading north. I mean, man, I mean, if you wanted to schedule a few unhealthy eating days, that would be it. But not that I'm not saying they're unhealthy, but they're real treats eating at those places. Yeah.
You could definitely overdo. And I know Kowloon's. Kowloon's is it's a comfort food place for me, because many times we have appointments in Boston over the years, doctor's appointments, and they're pretty emotionally draining. And we would pull into Kowloon's for a nice luncheon or a late afternoon lunch, early evening dinner. And I love the atmosphere there. They're not a sponsor of ours. I wish they were, but they're. I love Kowloon's. It's just a great place, great atmosphere, great ambiance.
Yeah,
and hopefully they'll reopen soon.
Yeah, well, they're open for takeout, like other places are. But you're right about. We'll see what happens with all of that. And as we talked with Bob Wong from Kowloon just a little bit earlier. Well, Rick, I think on that note. Man, I'm getting hungry, but there we go. We'll wrap it up at that.
Wait. Do you guys – now, I have to plug the fact that we've been doing our part, small though it may be, of supporting, you know, the community, the economy, by eating by getting takeout twice a week. We do that on Tuesdays generally and Friday or Saturday. Now, have you guys been doing that too?
Not that frequently. We've gone a couple places, but not too much. No, you know, a handful, but not regularly like that. Yeah. We've been trying to isolate ourselves, Rick. You know, like where we're being asked to do.
Okay.
But no, I mean, it's just that will come. Hopefully, that will come. But we did actually go. We did go to the Kowloon a few weeks ago. I forgot when it was, but. But it was, that was a nice treat. You're right. Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
yeah. So
there you go. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up on that note finally. And with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us here on Connections.